Pope Francis has met with Aung San Suu Kyi in Myanmar, but he has not publicly raised the subject of alleged ethnic cleansing in the country's west. The often outspoken Pope referred to continuing suffering in Myanmar as a result of conflict, but did not specifically mention the persecution of the Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State. As the Pope visited the capital, the United Nations made a rare request for Myanmar to report to it on the alleged killing and rape of women and girls by the security forces. Here's our Southeast Asia correspondent, Liam Cochrane.
Nobel Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi has been slammed by international criticism over her handling of the Rohingya crisis and has at times appeared cold and defensive. But she turned on the charm to welcome Pope Francis.
I began my education at the St. Francis Convent in Rangoon, which makes me fancy that I'm entitled to special blessings from Your Holiness.
Myanmar only established diplomatic ties with the Vatican 6 months ago and has around 700,000 Catholics amid a mostly Buddhist population. But it's Myanmar's treatment of Muslim Rohingyas that has horrified the world. After meeting the Pope in the capital, Naypyidaw, the country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, made it clear that only constructive criticism would be welcome.
As we address long-standing issues, social, economic and political, that have eroded trust and understanding, harmony and cooperation between different communities in Rakhine, the support of our people and of good friends who only wish to see us succeed in our endeavours has been invaluable.
In the past, the Pope has used strong language to voice his concern about the alleged ethnic cleansing in Rakhine State, urging Catholics to pray for their Rohingya brothers and sisters who are being chased from Myanmar, tortured and killed. But the church's Myanmar-based cardinal had warned him against speaking too strongly or even using the word Rohingya, and so Pope Francis played it very carefully. He says, religious differences need not be a source of division and distrust, but rather a force for unity, forgiveness, tolerance and wise nation-building. The Pope called for peace in Myanmar that respected rights and excluded no one. Richard Horsey is an independent researcher based in Yangon and says the Pope's speech was carefully balanced to show concern but not make things worse.
Clearly a lot of thought had gone into this and it reflected the fact that the Pope was well aware that a misstep or him inserting himself too strongly into a situation with a lot of religious undertones, a religiously charged situation, could backfire. It could serve to inflame tensions further in Myanmar, and it might even invite some sort of backlash on the Catholic Church and Catholic communities in Myanmar. So that's why I think he was so careful in the line that he took.
Others, though, are taking a more strident approach. The UN's Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women has called for an extraordinary report from the Myanmar government, only the fourth time such a request has been made. The UN wants information about how many girls and women have been killed, raped and sexually assaulted, and what the Myanmar government has done to bring perpetrators to justice. That last part shouldn't be too hard to answer. So far, the Myanmar military has completely denied any wrongdoing, and Aung San Suu Kyi seems puzzled as to why 600,000 Rohingyas have fled to Bangladesh. This is Liam Cochrane reporting for The World Today.